Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, looking at the issues in our hospital system, what kind of problems are currently being experienced by our hospitals?
Well, I think there are a variety of problems. There's, of course, a looming money problem. From the 1st of July 2017, the Commonwealth Government is taking $1 billion out of its funding for hospitals, and the states are either going to have to find that money, which is going to be really, really tough, or services are going to shrink as a consequence. So there's a money problem. There's also an access problem right now. There's often long waits in emergency department, long waits for elective procedures, and also there are quality issues in the system.
Mm. So let's break that down. First, the money issue. If they, in fact, do lose this, they are losing this $1 billion, Australian hospitals losing this $1 billion, where exactly are they likely to find those funds?
Well, some of it has to be in improving efficiency. I think there is scope to improve hospital efficiency across Australia. There's vast differences between the cost in the most expensive hospitals relative to the most efficient hospitals. So I think the states have to look there to start with, but I just don't think there's enough money to be found in improving efficiency. So as I said, either they're going to have to increase taxes somehow, and GST appears to be off the table, or they're going to have to cut services.
Well, it does seem a little counterintuitive to me. Are these problems being exacerbated, the need for more hospital stays, longer hospital stays, being exacerbated by our ageing population, more older Australians requiring more stays, more care?
Well, there's a combination of things, Sean. First, there are more people. So Australia is
of course,
growing
of course, as
a population. And so that of itself creates increased demand. Secondly, the way we treat people, the care that's available, is probably a big driver. It's probably one of the biggest drivers of increased demand. So in the past, people wouldn't have been admitted to hospital they wouldn't have stayed as long in hospital for some conditions, partly because we just didn't have the treatments available to treat people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with changing technology and so on, there are improved treatments. And with improved anaesthetic techniques, for example, older people are now getting admitted to hospital for a hip replacement, for example, when previously they might have said, well, look, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to live with that pain because, you know, you're too much of a surgical risk. And so the increased demand on hospital is partly because we can actually do more in hospitals than we used to. But offsetting that increase, there's actually a reduction. There's a reduction in length of stay. More and more patients are being treated on a same day basis. So there's changes on both sides of the ledger occurring.
Mm. Well, efficiency. You mentioned efficiency there earlier. Bed shortages are obviously a serious issue, but you've suggested using hospital beds more efficiently. How so?
Well, there's a large number of people who are in hospital because they're just waiting for a nursing home for long-term care.
Mm.
And there are people in hospital who've been admitted to be treated for things that actually have no benefit. So we've just got to be more rigorous in how we're using those hospitals. And so, for example, we need to make sure there are adequate number of nursing home beds and that people can get them when they need them so that they're not staying in hospitals. And staying in a hospital when you don't need to be there is not a good thing because it's a risky place. You might get infections and so on.
Are more nurses a priority?
Well, certainly we have to make sure that there's good care, and that means that as the hospital system grows, we have to make sure there are nurses in particular, doctors, physiotherapists, and all the other people who are part of the care team. With nurses, it's actually quite complex because, you know, nurses can now do some of the things that the doctors used to do. So in Queensland, for example, nurses have been educated and prepared to do endoscopies under the supervision of doctors when doctors themselves used to do it. And similarly, assistants, nursing assistants, can do some of the work that registered nurses used to do. So the overall picture for nurses is they should be doing more stuff in some areas and less stuff in others.
Mm. So are there any other innovations that you would suggest our hospital system maybe currently takes on board in order to operate in a more efficient manner?
Yes, I think we need to be monitoring and measuring what goes on in the hospitals better. As I said earlier, there's a huge variation in efficiency across Australia. In fact, within New South Wales, there's a huge variation in efficiency. And that's partly because there hasn't been the comparative information available, so that the one hospital didn't know how it was going relative to others. It didn't know whether its patients with hip replacements were staying 2 days longer or not than other hospitals and so on. So we've got to be putting more information in the hands of hospital managers, in the hands of clinicians, so they can see how they're going relative to everybody else.
Mm. Well, Stephen, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time on The Daily. As I say, all of us at some point in our lives are likely to require some sort of hospital stay, so it is an issue that affects each and every one of us. Do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Sean.